We've got Taylor Swift fan theories on who Mr. Perfectly Fine is. Lil Nas X drops his Twerk Hero video game. And we've got a new collab with Doja Cat and SZA. Oh yeah, this is Billboard News Now for Thursday, April 8th. First up, Taylor Swift's surprise offering from the vault just days before the release of Fearless, Taylor's version, has left fans wondering who is Mr. Perfectly Fine. Here's Jordan Rowling with the story.
As Swifties know, Taylor's songs were largely autobiographical back in the Fearless days, so let's take a look at some theories. Joe Jonas definitely came to mind since A Tale of Romantic Woe was written in 2008, and they dated from July to October 2008. Plus, this lyric.
Look me in the eye and told me you would never go away.
Kind of matches up to two other songs about Joe. Her Fearless track, Forever and Always.
You looked me in the eye and told me you loved me. Were you just kidding?
And her Speak Now song, Last Kiss.
You told me you loved me, so why did you go?
Side note, how cool is it that Joe's now wife, Sophie Turner, actually praised the bop that's possibly a diss to her boo? Moving on, could Jake Gyllenhaal be Mr. Perfectly Fine? An invisible string in the Swift universe also connects the chorus of the new song.
Hello, Mr. Casually Cruel.
To Taylor's Red track, All Too Well. All Too Well is rumored to be about the actor whom she dated from October 2010 to January 2011. And lastly, what about John Mayer, whom she swiftly dated from December 2009 to February 2010?
Mr. Everything revolves around you.
That Mr. Perfectly Fine line is pretty similar to one from Taylor's Speak Now track, Dear John.
Long were the nights when my days once revolved around you.
Next up, Lil Nas X was not kidding when he told us he's been prepping the release of Montero for the last 9 months. In addition to the song launching at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for the week ending April 4th, it now has its own free rhythm game that will have you shaking the rapper's spandex-clad bottom for points.
Call me when you want, call me when you need.
Twerk Hero dropped on Wednesday, April 7th, and in keeping with Nas X's cheeky sense of humor, the game challenges players to drop it low, high, to the right, and to the left to knock out flaming arrows as the song plays in the background. Sharing his excitement for the video game release, Nas X tweeted, "My new game Twerk Hero is out now. Can you make it through all levels?" The Montero video, in which he gives the devil a lap dance and rides a stripper pole into hell, has racked up more than 105 million views on YouTube since its March 26th debut, while also sparking a nationwide conversation. And ever the social media wizard Lil Nas has responded to the Twitter tsunami of reaction with quick-witted comebacks, memes, and of course, GIFs. And finally, it's a good week because Doja Cat and SZA are serving us a collab. Here's Jordan with all the details.
On Wednesday, April 7th, the Say So artist tweeted out the cover art for Kiss Me More featuring SZA due out this Friday. Writing in a follow-up tweet the next day, "I've been in a bad mood all day, but I'm glad KMM is coming tomorrow." To which SZA replied, "Same and same." So, what can fans expect of the new song? Likely something totally unique. Back in March, SZA actually interviewed Doja for the 3D cover of V Magazine, and the Good Days singer described Kiss Me More as a different strut in terms of genre. Meanwhile, Doja beamed about having SZA as one of the featured artists on her third studio album, Planet Her. And if we're being honest, it seems like Doja really can't go wrong with her team-ups. The 25-year-old singer-rapper scored her career-first Billboard Hot 100 number one with the Say So remix featuring Nicki Minaj, plus her 34-35 hit with Ariana Grande and Megan Thee Stallion peaked at number two.
All right, for more on all these stories, you can head on over to billboard.com. And don't forget to review and subscribe to our podcast. For Billboard News Now, I'm Chelsea Briggs.